just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Understanding, brother. Understanding, sister. Understanding.
And that does it for Highway 322. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. And also let you know that this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And now we're going to have one of these sort of an occasional series that goes on when I find something to add to it. We're calling it Obscure Ragtime Composers. These are our composers where we don't have enough recordings to really fill out an entire hour, so we usually pack two of them into an hour, and occasionally three, just to bring some of these lesser-known composers to light. So we have two tonight. We'll start out with a woman named Irene Mary Giblin O'Brien, best known by her maiden name, Irene Giblin, born August 12, 1888. In St. Louis, Missouri, oldest of six children, lived most of her life right there. She'd been a good piano student, showing a natural talent for the instrument in her adolescence. So she was first employed at age 14 as a music demonstrator at the Grand Leader department store in St. Louis. She was hired to play all the latest hits from the Jerome Remick catalog. Also hired her sister Gertrude, part of the deal, further encouraging people, I guess, to buy Remick wares through sheer charm and guile, as they say. She was later moved to the Styx, Bear & Fuller department store in St. Louis when she was right out of high school at age 17. She ended up working continuously there in those two stores for at least 5 years. It's a pretty desirable position, playing the piano several hours every day, and it was only natural for someone of her creativity to also write some of her own works. Over a period of 6 years, Irene Giblin published 10 pieces, most of them piano rags, and most of them issued by the Remick Company. Among them, titles called Sleepy Lou and the Aviator Rag were substantial sellers. However, it was the simply titled piece called Chicken Chowder, which essentially had one theme turned in different directions for each section, that became her runaway hit. So let's just pause right at this moment and listen to a group called the Ragtime Skedaddlers as they play Irene Giblin's Chicken Chowder from 1905. Thank you. Chicken Chowder, Irene Giblin's hit from 1905, played by the Ragtime Skedaddlers. Well, and an indication of how hard it was for a woman to have a rag even considered by a publisher in this predominantly male city of St. Louis, which was known for its ragtime, is that not one of Giblin's pieces was actually published in St. Louis, even though she was perhaps its most prolific female composer at that time. This was in part, I think, because her job working with the Remick Publishing Company as a song plugger, but it also seems that the bulk of women composers were published in Kansas City, also Indianapolis, Chicago, Detroit, or New York. Still, her music certainly was heard in St. Louis, as Chicken Chowder was particularly popular with ragtime orchestras. Let's go back and pick up a couple others that we've talked about here from 1906. Here is her piece called Sleepy Lou, as played by pianist Jean Hewling and her husband Paul, better known by their stage name as Sister Jean and Laundry Fat. Sister Jean on piano, Laundry Fat on washboard, and Sleepy Lou from 1906. From 1908, a little-known piece called Black Feather Two-Step, played by a professor from Northeastern University. Here is Virginia Eskin. Thank you. Virginia Eskin has brought us Black Feather Two-Step by Irene Giblin. From that same year, 1908, another piece by Irene called Pickaninny Rag. And let's get Sister Jean and Laundry Fat back for an encore here. Pickaninny Rag, Sister Jean and Laundry Fat from 1910. Well, as so often the story goes, Irene Giblin eventually gave up her composing and performing endeavors, at least professionally, within 2 years after she married accountant Edward Patrick O'Brien in 1908. Her remaining rags of 1910 and on, all printed under her maiden name, of Giblin were possibly submitted as late as 1910, but also may have been lounging in the Remick archives for a little while before they were released. This includes her patriotic theme Columbia Rag and the interesting slow drag Ketchup Rag. After 1913, her musical output ceased altogether. Even though she devoted much of the rest of her life to raising a family, Irene Giblin never stopped in her desire for playing the piano. Although she spent much of the Great Depression through World War II without an instrument, her husband eventually procured a baby grand for her, which she treasured through the rest of her life. Her husband passed away in early 1958, just short of the couple's 50th birthday. Irene Giblin survived him by another 16 years, dying in St. Louis in 1974 at age 85. All right, well, let's feature a couple of those rags that we've talked about. We mentioned, here's the Ketchup Rag from 1910, and here's Bill Edwards.
Thank you.
Bill Edwards and the Ketchup Rag from 1910. And a piece we mentioned earlier, the Aviator Rag, was also written in 1910. Here's Nora Holtz. Nice job by Nora Holtz on the Aviator Rag. And our final Irene Giblin piece tonight from 1910. Here is the Columbia Rag, and this will be on a piano roll that was cut by Howard Weilmunster.
Thank you.
Piano Roll and Columbia Rag by Irene Giblin. We've got a little time here, I think, so let's squeeze one more in here. We'll go back and pick up Chicken Chowder one more time, her big hit from 1905, and I mentioned that it was popular by orchestras. So let's give it a whirl here with the Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra. The Palm Leaf Ragtime Orchestra and Chicken Chowder by Irene Giblin. Well, a quick announcement here. Friday, November 21st, the Queen City Jazz Band will be playing for Peak View Jazz up in Greeley at the Greeley Country Club. The Queen City Jazz Band has been playing for over 50 years in the Denver area and actually all across the United States. This is a great band. If you haven't heard them before, come listen to them. And if you have, of course, you want to be there. Reservations at 970-353-2267. That's Friday, November 21st, the Queen City Jazz Band playing in Greeley at the Greeley Country Club. All right. Let's move on to our other lesser-known composer for the evening. His name is Thomas S. Allen. Born December 16th, 1876, in Natick, Massachusetts. He was an early figure in Tin Pan Alley. He was an American vaudeville composer, manager, and violinist whose songs enjoyed their greatest popularity in the first two decades of the 1900s. Allen worked primarily within vaudeville, and many of his songs, marches, rags, and other dances were written for acts that he managed. His first hit was a schottische in 1903, and its success was no doubt fueled by the popularity of a Victor record of the song made by a famous singer. Allen's best-known and often-played piece is Whip and Spurs, a march still heard in circuses and at rodeos. And we'll play a number of his other pieces as well. Don't have quite so much to say about him, so let's just get along with the pieces. I've noticed that all my recordings are by instrumental groups tonight. It just seems to be that his pieces were adopted by groups. So here from 1905 is a piece entitled General Mix-Up, USA, A Novelty March. And here is the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Well, you heard bits and snippets of a whole lot of different patriotic pieces there in General Mix-Up USA by Thomas S. Allen from 1905. That was the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. From 1911 comes a piece by Allen called the Turkish Towel Rag, subtitled A Rubdown. Here's the Porcupine Ragtime Ensemble. Thank you. Turkish Towel Rag, Porcupine Ragtime Ensemble. Another Thomas S. Allen piece from 1912. This one is called, oddly, The Dance of the Lunatics. Here is the Nashville Mandolin Ensemble. Thank you. Dance of the Lunatics from 1912. That was the Nashville Mandolin Ensemble. Mandolin orchestras were the rage back in the early part of the 20th century, and apparently Thomas Allen's pieces were in favor of that, or favored by that, excuse me. So also in 1912, he issued a piece called Big Chief Battle Axe, and here is the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra. All right, that was Big Chief Battle Axe and the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra. Turning now to a piece from 1913, we actually have it on a piano roll. It's called A Sandy River Rag. Thomas S. Allen wrote it, and Howard Weilmunster cut the roll. A piano roll cut by Howard Weilmunster, and that was the Sandy River Rag from 1913 by Thomas S. Allen. Well, that pretty much does it. We've got one more piece to take us out here. But Allen lived until 1919, died in Boston, Massachusetts, so he was an Easterner all of his life. It is believed that the old American folk song called the Erie Canal is commonly sung to one of Thomas Allen's tunes. It's also been referred to as 15 Years on the Erie Canal, Mule Named Sal, and 50 Miles on the Erie Canal. And it was written to commemorate the history of nearly 100 years of life on the canal. Unfortunately, I don't have a copy of that to sing for you tonight, so we'll get the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra back for an encore, and we'll go out with a Thomas S. Allen piece from 1915 called Stop, Look, and Listen. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America this evening as we have celebrated the music of Irene Giblin and Thomas S. Allen. And here is the Mandolin Orchestra from Milwaukee.
All aboard!
never come back.
The time is 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thank you, Jack, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's version of Swing Shift. Tonight, we swing the spotlight around to various members of the orchestra and to the leaders for some really exciting listening featuring some marvelous instrumentalists. So stay tuned for some fun sounds. Since our theme, The Mole, is from Harry James and his orchestra, let's stick with trumpeter Harry James for a tune that even Wynton Marsalis had to say was some mighty fine trumpeting. Harry took a classical tune written by Rimsky-Korsakov and did a swing version of it that he originally recorded in 1939. This one is from a motion picture soundtrack, Best Foot Forward, that starred Harry James and his band and won Lucille Ball. Here's Flight of the Bumblebee.